Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Dates of Madinah Tayyibah. We're discussing the sublime example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as fruit are concerned. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated for barakah of Makkah Mukarramah, and our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for the barakah of the produce of Medina Munawwara. Hence the dates of Medina Munawwara will always be blessed. The significance and benefits of Ajwa dates. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Ajwa dates the most. Sayyiduna Amir ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever eats 7 Ajwa dates in the morning will not be harmed by black magic or poison for that day. Note, Ajwa is a specific date that grows in Madinah Tayyibah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planted some of these trees himself. The benefits mentioned in the ahadith are specifically for the Ajwa dates of Madinah Tayyibah. One hadith relates that Ajwa is from Jannah, the home that does not have dates. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the residents of a home that has dates will not starve. Ubaidullah ibn Rafi rahmatullah alayhi narrates from his grandfather Sayyiduna Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the home that has no dates is like a home that has no food in it. Note, this means that as long as there are dates in a person's home, he will never remain hungry, as the date is a fruit and a type of fruit also. Arabs especially regard it as a food rather than fruit. Certain ulama maintain that the hadith is merely emphasizing the fact that one should always keep dates in one's home. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.